We turn now to our weekly feature, Political Corner. NPR's Juan Williams and our insiders have the latest from the nation's capital. Juan?
Thanks, Ed. We're joined now by Professor Ron Walters. He's a professor of political science at the University of Maryland. Professor Walters was an advisor to Reverend Jesse Jackson's campaigns for president. Also with us, Tara Wall, director of outreach communications for the Republican National Committee. Professor Walters, let's start with Kwesi Mfume's bid to get the Democratic nomination for the Senate seat being vacated by Senator Paul Sarbanes, who's retiring in Maryland. Given the reports about Mfume creating a, quote, hostile environment for women at the NAACP, are his Senate race ambitions doomed? Is he dead in the water?
No, Juan, I don't think so. I think first we have to put these allegations in the category of just what they are, and they are allegations right now and have not been proven. So I think that's one thing. The other thing is that it's very early in this race, and he has an opportunity, particularly if he wrestles these charges to the ground, to certainly get beyond them. And finally, I would say that there is a feeling in the state of Maryland among African Americans that this might have been done to get Kwesi Mfume's campaign off track, because many people feel that there's time for a legitimate black who has a statewide office in the state of Maryland, given the support that the state has given the Democratic Party.
Well, let's slow down for a second, because Professor Walters, you would have to concede that given his past social life, he's had five children fathered out of wedlock, that really this could be the cutting edge of a tremendous series of negative attacks on Mfume, and anybody that was going to give money to Mfume's campaign now has to have second thoughts. Doesn't that make sense to you?
Well, it makes some sense. As a matter of fact, it's also true that many of the heavy hitters in the state have not endorsed him, and so there may be some hanging back. But the fact is that he has a very powerful way to fight back, and that is that he has a professional career as a politician. And when you look at that, you don't see these kind of charges popping up. You see a sterling record, and he can certainly fight back with that.
Tara Wall, let me ask you about Michael Steele, the lieutenant governor in Maryland. He's being urged on by the party to possibly seek that Senate seat himself. What are the chances that Michael Steele will forego running for governor or any other seat to, in fact, seek the Senate seat in Maryland, possibly create a race where you have two African Americans as the candidates, Republican and Democrat?
Well, I think it is still a little early. It's my understanding that Michael Steele has not made a decision on whether he's going to run. I can say that certainly he's someone that has been out there for us and has represented the party well. As far as these allegations go with Mfume, I think that, again, it is early, but you can't just poo-poo these types of things away. I'm curious if women's groups like NOW will come out and push for investigation into some of these women's claims.
Let me go on to the next topic, which is this gangbusters legislation. It's scheduled for a vote on the House floor this week. Under the legislation, which has been introduced, sponsored by Congressman Randy Forbes of Virginia, Republican, many of the gang-related type violence across the country would be treated as now a federal offense, the authority taken away from the state courts, put into federal courts. Some of the criminal activity would now be subjected to death penalty charges, and 16 and 17-year-olds would be tried as adults in federal courts. This legislation is opposed by the NAACP, by La Raza, by the ACLU, the Children's Defense Fund, and they all cite the FBI statistics that indicate that there's been a decline in youth violence, but at the same time, there have been these alarming stories in the papers about people cutting off fingers, chopping off heads, and the like. Tara Wall, where do you see this going, and why do you think that all the civil rights groups are so stalwart in their opposition?
Well, I think, for one, it's indicative of the Democratic Party of this entire session. They've been the party of no. They've been the party of obstructionists. They've just obstructed everything the president has put and Republicans have put on the table. It is a clear pattern that they continue. On top of that, I think it's ironic and quite frankly hypocritical, Democrats, to ask the president to come forward with some initiatives such as the gangs initiative and social programs, and he steps up to the plate and addresses this issue, puts $50 million over the next 3 years, which amounts to $150 million over the next 3 years, to address at-risk youth and gang involvement. I think that's admirable, and I think that it's for the Democrats to just automatically oppose that, I think is tragic.
But Tara, the opposition says it's a mistake to put kids in jail with adults, to treat kids as if they are making a mistake that will possibly subject them to the death penalty. Do you have any reservations about that?
I think, you know, Juan, of course you have to look at these issues on a case-by-case basis, and I think that will continue, but these are heinous crimes we are talking about. These so-called children are committing heinous acts. Let's not forget about the victims of these crimes.
Professor Walters, what we see here is the civil rights community coming together with all of its political clout and yet potentially coming up short.
What we see here is, yes, there have been some heinous, very sensational acts committed. But if we have any history here, all you have to do is look at the implementation of RICO statute. What you see is that that was not used against sort of the gang lords, the drug lords. What it was used against was sort of the everyday person in the street. So here what we have is an attempt to try to expand mandatory minimum sentences. These things go in precisely the wrong direction at a time when youth crime is going down.
But it certainly plays to sentiment. I want to thank my guest, Ron Walters, a professor of political science at the University of Maryland, and Tara Wall, director of outreach communications for the Republican National Committee. Thank you both.
Thanks, Juan.
Thank you.
Back to you, Ed.
Thanks, Juan. Every week you'll hear from Juan Williams and some of our Washington insiders right here on Political Corner.